start appearing.
What happened to him? He broke.
Yeah, he fell off.
Okay, one too many?
He's probably in here.
One too many sugar cookies?
Well, he's kind of busy right now getting ready for Christmas. Go ahead, take him off of there.
One too many sugar cookies. All right, guys.
Are we done with the other one?
Yeah.
We were done with the other one?
Oh, yeah. And it's still in effect. One of the things we got down to is the Adamic covenant is obviously still in effect.
Well, I know, that's not what I meant. I meant we were done with paper.
Yeah. Some of these covenants, guys, that we're talking about as we move through the Bible, they're still in effect. Now, the Adamic covenant is not in effect. First one. There's no more tree, there's no more dominion, there's all kinds of messed up stuff. The Adamic one, that's definitely in effect as we can see all around us. Otherwise...
I like that idea.
What, no weeds?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's green right now.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, that is. Jerry goes, you should kill all the weeds because you can see them all. I'm like... The whole yard is weeds. There's nothing left.
If we didn't have that, we wouldn't
have the obvious.
That's why my neighbor's yard is all green. And ours is brown.
All the curses on the women, all the curses on the guys. Obviously, the Satan one isn't lifted. Now, this same one, this Noetic covenant, we're going to find is the same also. This is, once again, an unconditional covenant. Still in existence today. All you have to do is look up in the sky and see what?
A rainbow.
When it rains.
Clouds?
Probably two. Perhaps.
A rainbow.
Yeah, rainbow.
Well, you got to have the sun for it to have a rainbow.
You also have to have rain. Mm-hmm. Which is really interesting. Okay. Let me get everything set up here. Get rid of that. Take a good look over at that really quick, guys. Let's go ahead and read this really quick. Take about five. We got 17 verses here, so let's take about five verses apiece for those that do like to read. So you can start. Let's do five verses.
Okay. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all that move on the earth, and on all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hand. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man.
Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundant multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, and all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth.
Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, for again there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is a sign of the covenant I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. All flesh, the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature. God said to Noah, This is a sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth.
Fair.
I think it wants to drive home that point. I've said that an awful lot.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, but I noticed me and you. And
right.
That's not the proper way of saying it. It should be you and me or whatever.
You and I.
Right, but he made a point. He was most important. You know, because I always say, you don't put yourself first. So I, having, you know, looking and reading that, it's like me and you. He was making a point there.
Yeah, me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because
he's in control. I mean,
yeah, because the previous
mm-hmm.
population had I, and that's why they were destroyed. I will go my way. I will do my thing. I will. I.
Yeah, but what she's saying is that God is what's saying the me.
God's saying me, putting himself in that place of authority.
Right.
And him first.
Right. He's kind of reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting here, guys, is there are 8 people. That's it. Out of the millions that could have been on the earth at that time, it's possible. Longevity of the lifespans with, golly, you live 900 years on an average. You can pump out. I think I had figured out that Eve could have had 500 babies.
Oh.
500.
I don't think so.
My goodness.
No way.
They were genetically
pure.
Yes. They were like Khan. From Star Trek.
I was gonna say, they all made it.
And so this is all that's left, guys. What a devastation! Can you guys imagine?
Imagine I pull my hair out.
Oh my goodness!
Oh.
All you got left is your family. That's it, man. That's your family. Now you got to remember, Noah was 600 years old when the flood hit. So for 600 years, he had used to the other way. His kids were already alive, and they were probably, I don't know, maybe 200, maybe 300 years old.
But in our time span, that's what, like 40 to his 80?
300 years old.
It's 300 years old, but they physically look like us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously they, brothers had to have sisters and have, or cousins. How did they not have
children?
Did not
turn into Arkansas?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Inbreeding.
You know, because I give you a very, very easy explanation, and I see it with my rabbits. Because rabbits can produce very quickly, and so you see what happened to humans in a very quick scale. One of the things with rabbits is I started with 2 rabbits. 2 Dutch bunnies, 1 female, 1 male. Since that time, they have had 150 offspring, at least. The first ones were very healthy, but each station, if you do not cull out the inferior ones, it keeps passing on.
How do you know which ones are the inferior ones?
Well, because they get to a certain age and they die. Or they are really skinny, or they have diseases.
They hop around in constant circles.
Yeah.
So
they get a lot of diseases.
It's called whirling bunny disease.
So you think...
It's called wabbit disease.
So do you think they got old enough? I mean, they had enough kids that they'll have first cousins until
well,
a certain point, and then you could have second cousins with second cousins, and they do say that is okay, that it's far enough away.
Right.
Of course, if you got married at 12 or 13, you'd be able to kind of...
The human gestation is 9 months. Rabbit gestation is 28 days. Rabbits have, on an average, 6 to 10 babies.
Right, but even so...
It's sped up.
Right.
And there, with people, there could have been multiple births, too.
Mm-hmm. More likely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ishmael and Isaac, or not Ishmael and Isaac, but Jacob and Esau, they were grabbing onto each other as they left. So what I see with something that reproduces rapidly is, unless you introduce an outside rabbit, the inbreeding eventually destroys the herd. And you see that with the human race, only in a much larger time span. What's that?
The warren.
The warren, yes,
a
it's warren.
Of rabbits.
It's the warren, not the herd.
Okay.
Maybe it's a flock.
That's a bird.
I know, I was kidding.
Just a whole mess.
Just a whole stinking mess of rabbits. But it's fascinating. So eventually, so now like I had 5 rabbits in March, and now I have 40 something. Oh my goodness.
Heck, you got lawnmowers.
Yes, I do. What's interesting is the place where I keep them, I do it kind of like the Romans did. I don't keep them in cages. I keep them on the ground with bedding, and the cage is probably, well, in diameter, it's probably as big as this room.
All 40 are in one room?
How do you do that?
So they can run around and play. So they just don't live their whole life in a cage.
Oh.
Okay. You
didn't
even act like
them. I mean, some people go, well, they never know anything different, but...
Yeah, we have round wire. You take a half a dozen, stick them in this pan, half a dozen in that, and just move it around a little bit and let them mow the yard.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yep.
That would be the next thing I would try. Rabbit pen.
Fertilizer.
Rabbit fertilizer is the best fertilizer.
It's hot.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not hot. That's what's...
Well, see, we had New Zealand whites.
Yeah.
Huge suckers. And my dad always composted it first.
Yeah. With rabbit? Well, hey.
He put stuff on tomato straight one time, and it burned that 11 daylights out of it.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I've heard two different views on that. What's interesting here, guys, is this last generation of rabbits that I had, because I lost 5 of them, all right, because the carrying capacity, there's a couple things. Number one, the carrying capacity of the environment. Number two, the inbreeding. And number three, just the, well, that's it. That's the two biggies, okay? If I were to produce more feed, possibly they would be able to do better, but I don't know. And so what you see is the same thing. Like, American Indians had quite a long lifespan. I read an article once that they described about the Cheyenne. And the Cheyenne Indians were, they didn't have a gray hair till they were 50. Their teeth were white, all on average over 6 foot tall.
That's because they smoked peach pipes.
The thing about it is though, if you look at the carrying capacity of the North American continent, the isolation from the hordes of Europe, but as soon as we came over here, what did we do to the Indians?
And
more with smallpox and diseases than anything. Everything that we had kind of gotten used to, but in a sense was still mutating us. And see, this is my theory with humans. If God does not make a short work on Earth, our lifespans eventually, fraught with disease and complications, because that's just, God says the Earth will wear out like a garment. And it's not just individual people that wear out.
Well, but that's
kind
of what we're doing is, you know, putting fertilizer on to produce more. So now we've put chemicals into
hormones,
our system.
Hormones to get better animal products.
And so all of that's going into our system. And so what are we getting? Cancer and this.
Yep.
And
carrying capacity
and
is diminishing.
You know, hormones, brain, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia.
Yeah.
HIV.
Yeah. I mean,
all tears up your immune.
We're having a difficulty right now keeping up with the germs. We're in the phase, and guys, it's only been 50-something years.
Yeah, because there's antibiotics out there that won't even work anymore.
On tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because your body gets so used to it that.
And the whooping cough.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah. They can't control that now.
Yeah. The biggest part of some of that is because parents today don't believe in immunization.
Vaccinations.
That's what
okay,
the water comes.
So you're not getting that, so what's happening?
They're the ones that are saying, you know, yeah, these vaccinations aren't so good.
Yeah, but they say that some of those vaccinations, or a lot of those vaccinations, cause a lot of the trouble for young kids, like autism and you know, ADHD and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and that whole thing is up in the air.
Yeah.
So how can, I mean, you know.
But if you're putting.
Let's see, what do you do?
If you're putting chemical compounds into your body, okay, let's just say, and I can't remember what's in it, I think, but let's just say lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting, oh, we're not supposed to be eating the paint, but
right.
Oh, you're shooting me up with this. So there.
Well, that's another thing, alcohol and drug abuse, I mean, plays a big factor in autism. It does alter your genes.
And what's interesting, guys, is people are very adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't understand. And it's amazing the things you find out when you're dealing with animals all the time. But take pigs, for example. Pig is an extremely adaptable animal. If you take a pig and you take a pig that comes from confinement, okay, the pigs that I got from confinement place. They never even knew what grass was. Within weeks, they had learned how to become pigs. Now the pig that I have is about 17 months old, 16 months old. And you can see its head shape is beginning to change. The snout is beginning to flatten out. The tusks are beginning to grow a little bit. And these are even pigs that have been neutered, castrated. You can see that the head is starting to look like what?
Wild
a wild
boar.
Pig. Yeah. Now it's not a boar.
Wild boar.
Yeah.
But it's getting out of that cuteness stage. It's growing up to be what it's supposed to be.
Right. And if I would just take two pigs and keep breeding them, breeding them, breeding them, eventually someday I would have little spotted babies that have little stripes on them. Those are wild pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how quickly things adapt.
Well, technically, there is like a form of evolution between.
Evolution is totally different than adaptation.
Okay.
We believe in adaptation. But see, and that's the thing with people, is that's the point I'm making, and we got to go all the way back to eight people. But, I'm trying to think of the point.
Sorry about that.
Nope, it's okay. Happens. You take a race of people that are, I can't remember the point I was going
to
make.
Well, but they had to adapt because they had to adapt to. I mean, did they go right off the boat and kill the animal?
Well, I don't know. It looks like this looks like it's right on the boat. I mean, they're off the boat. But see, here's what's crazy, guys. This is what's crazy. Here's what these guys had to deal with. It was like landing on another planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because before they entered the Ark, the atmosphere of the Earth was twice as dense as it is today. The pressure, in other words. It's like it was like being underwater several feet. Okay? Also, the oxygen level was very high. And there was some cosmic radiation. More than just the ozone and the magnetic.
Hmm.
And so when they stepped off, it's almost like going from in a pool. When you're in a pool, it feels like you're all like this because the pressure of the water. But as soon as you step out of the pool, it's like you're bleh, all hanging out again. I mean, that's what it feels like. It really does. I was doing this little experiment last week. We have this little pool. But it's deep. It's like this deep. And so I'm, of course you know me, Mr. Scientist experiment guy, I'm just laying in the pool under the water, like right here, for like an hour. And I'm just like, man, I can feel this.
You laid under the water for an hour?
Yeah, just like this. Just this far under. I like to have that type of pressure all the time. And it felt really good. And, of course, I had to pee afterwards. But you know why?
The top of his head is probably
do you know why you have to pee after you swim?
You absorb water.
No, I used to think that.
The pressure.
Pressure is taking your cells and squeezing out the old bad lymphatic fluid. And your kidneys, now it's in your bloodstream. Your cells are now able to really rejuvenate because they got all that crud out of them. And that's what you pee out. That's your post-pee swim.
Post-swim pee.
The things we talk about in here are quite amazing. But isn't that interesting? So I'm under there going, wow, this is the medium that Adam and Noah lived in, and now he's out of the ark. You know what? I don't blame. The last thing we read about Noah is what? He's hammered, drunk. Oh yeah.
You mean he got off the ark and went out and got drunk?
Well,
he probably never did anything different than he did before.
Yeah.
And I was
just
gonna
because
say,
of the environment was different.
He probably didn't understand how to adjust his alcohol intake.
Well, I know. But you know what's interesting is imagine the shock. Your whole life you've watched people age. Now all of a sudden your sons are aging twice as fast as you, and you almost outlive them. From 600 years. Noah lives another 300.
No wonder Noah was drinking. That man, he had to take care of his sons all over again. He should have been able to take care of him.
You know, I mean, he's already gotten hit with the stories of what the earth used to be like before the fall from his granddad, Adam. And now he's getting hit with this second suck fest, basically, where he is going, something is way different. And he's watching his boys. And he's going, man, at 300, they don't look like I look.
Our north, where it's cold all the time, the Arctic, getting dropped into the rainforest.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what it's like going into a high humidity area, it's hot and everything, you're getting off and going.
Oh, yeah, especially if you've been arid.
Well, look at it. It's been so hot these past, 2-3 weeks? And then that one day, the last couple of days, it's been fairly, it actually feels cold.
89
feels
cold.
Feels cold.
And
because your body adapts to that.
And the humidity is lower.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just that, you know, it feels cold. It's like people in Florida, you know, they get used to that warmth and the humidity. And, you know, 60, 50 degrees feels cold to them.
And there's your adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
That's micro adaptation. That's very quick.
Yeah.
But that's not like the big adaptation that you do see in animals and even us, guys, even us. I mean, think about it. Oh, this is the point I was going to make. When the Europeans came over here, their bodies had adapted over the thousands of years because they're in a crowded conditions. They have literally, their bodies did adapt to smallpox. But the American Indians were isolated by the two oceans. And that disease had never developed in those areas. And by the time the Europeans hit, they had no resistance at all. Nothing. And smallpox guys killed thousands and thousands and thousands of Indians. It wiped out whole villages.
And some of it was intentional.
Oh, yeah.
No, they did. They put it on the blankets.
Yeah.
That they gave. When they moved them out for reservations.
They gave them blankets that had smallpox on them?
Oh, yeah. They'd launch a dead smallpox person right in there.
What is that called?
Chemical warfare.
Thank you.
My dad.
Practice it!
Yes, it was.
My dad, when people up in Germany during World War II and start railing on him about the Nazis and the Jews, he'd wheel right around. He says, what did your ancestors do to the Native Americans?
Genocide.
I shouldn't have slept through history.
Concentration camp.
Well, some of this you don't get time.
Yeah. You look at a reservation, it's not the best ground.
No, we kept shortening it up on it, too. Should have assimilated.
Just assimilated.
That's what cultures do. At least that's what conquering cultures do, whatever.
And there are a lot of Native Americans living here in the Quad Cities. People don't realize it. A lot of them think they're Mexicans.
Oh, yeah.
But they're
this is gone. This is gone. You know, it's interesting. Here's the sun. All the cosmic radiation that was not be able, that was not able to come in when that, whatever it was, is, was up. Because it says, literally, guys, that the earth was watered by a mist every single day. I mean, it had to be such a thick mist that it just watered everything.
Before.
When the rains hit, during the flood, that was the first time ever it had rained. And that's why God was literally able to say, I mean, the way he sovereignly works it, I will put my bow in the sky. The only conditions that you can have for a rainbow is water has to be in the atmosphere at the same time that the sun is looking off of it. Prior to the flood, there could not have been a rainbow.
But there was still water in the atmosphere if there was misting.
But it's not the same.
But the light was diffused.
Yeah, the light was diffused.
Now, like when you're like a hose and you're doing this and the mist that comes off of it, the sun goes through it, you can see a rainbow.
Yeah.
But the sun, it was like the sun had a shade on it. Like your light bulb, you put a shade over on your lamp, it diffuses the light. It's not as bright, it's not as brilliant.
Try to do that at night. Try to do that at dusk.
I know, because you don't have the sun.
Well, I mean, just when the sun is even in its slow part, try it.
But rainbow.
Huh?
You can get a rainbow with what he's talking, dawn or dusk.
Well, I know, and that's what you're saying, is that it was a mist that was doing it. But
yeah,
if the mist was doing it, then the sun, why wasn't it making a rainbow?
Because the mist came from the ground up.
But the sun was still shaded. It wasn't full. It wasn't like it is today.
You know, maybe you could have saw little rainbows on the ground. Because, you know.
That's what I was...
But you know, I don't know. But
well,
it's a mist. It's very difficult.
It's the attitude of where you're at.
Yeah.
Whether you see it or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
See, now you've got this moisture coming literally from the sky down, where before it came from the ground up. And the only way, guys, that you can get a ground up type of thing is like in a terrarium,
mm-hmm.
where you take a plant and soil and then you close it up in like a glass thing and you water it one time and you never water it again. Because when the temperature changes, it waters itself. Glass condenses, drips down.
Yeah. The air cools and the moisture.
Yeah.
Back in those times pre-flood, more than likely people never saw the sun like we see it today.
Yes, exactly.
The whole thing would be like having an entire ceiling of fluorescent lights behind frosted constant white. You could never tell where the sun exactly was at.
I would.
It'd just be kind of like turning on a light switch and turning the dimmer down.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. As far as I've got on that one, is all I know is when Noah stepped off that ark.
He needed
because
his
sunglasses. They saw it.
He's a shade.
Yeah, he's probably like, hey, hey.
My sunglasses.
Yeah.
So that's what's making the light.
Yeah. So it is a really, I mean, especially because you look at his kids, Shem, Japheth, and Ham.
That's probably what makes us age quicker then, too.
The sun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the radiation. Radiation is not a good thing. Never. Just look at anybody that's been exposed to radiation. They age rapidly. Those guys that worked on the atomic bomb,
mm-hmm.
in the previous years where they had accidents, right here.
Yeah, they had on the news the other night, five guys who watched an atomic bomb go off in the air in the sky. And they're all dead now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's before they knew everything that was in that clock. But here you have poor Noah and his wife, and you have kids. You guys have kids. You know how you love them. And you're watching. It'd be like me. Let's put it in today's time frame. It'd be like me looking at Jessica, May, and Justin. And they're already getting gray hair. And they're already getting wrinkles and age spots. And I'm just going, I had it calculated once that Noah, his boy has outlived him by only 100 years, somewhere in that time frame. And so you had to have had a crossing of that age somewhere. For them to be old at 500, where Noah was old at 900, devastation of the flood, guys. Okay, here's another thing. This is where Teresa would lose her mind. This would be like you're confined to the Quad Cities. And there's been a plague. Every single person in the Quad Cities is dead. There is nobody for miles, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of miles around except for you and Patty. But isn't that the big thing with getting stuck on a desert island is isolation?
Huh.
I mean, we all watch Tom Hanks.
But he learned and he adapted because he had
Wilson.
I mean, these guys have each other, but I would like to have be the only people on Earth with your family.
No.
Ooh,
no.
Would be high. Pick eight people from your family. Those are the ones you're going to stay with. Until somebody starts popping out kids.
That's a Lampoon Vacation.
Oh, golly. So anyway, guys, I wanted to set up those conditions. Noah steps off the boat, and he knows. He also knows, too, that there's something wrong with the animals. There's something different.
All the ones that were on the ark.
Yeah.
So, like, when they were getting off the boat, they were acting like they were afraid of him?
Fighting each other, maybe?
Yeah. I think things were a little more violent.
Fury coming off the boat.
Yeah. You read this part where it says, where God is saying to Adam, I will put the fear of you in them. So that means whatever it was prior to that is not what it was in verse, not what it is now in verse 2.
Yeah, because he was able to get them on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
after
that.
There's no way he could have gotten two raccoons on that boat.
No way.
Along with the lions that would eat the raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
So whether the dread started at that moment or whether it had begun. It had started on the ark, and things were just not the same.
Well, you think God would just wait until they got off the ark, and then that way it would have no problems getting them off.
What's interesting is you read this, and it's almost a relief. It almost seems like a relief for Noah. Because everything's got teeth and claws. Except us. Well, we got teeth, but not the type of teeth you need to really do a good fight.
Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you.
Yep. That was huge. That was
we could eat anything.
Anything.
Elephant meat.
Anything.
Ew.
Shrimps. Anything that moves. Now that was changed again, but only for the Israelites.
Yeah, we're had to be cooked.
Yeah, and you even wonder, I mean, how were things cooked and what were things eating? I don't know, man. There's a lot of mystery back in this area. You know, were men killing animals prior to the flood? Were animals killing men? You know, I don't know. I doubt the animals were killing men because the fear of man was not there. But we just don't know. But all I know is today,
well,
this is the way it is.
Man killed man.
Yeah, if violence filled the whole earth.
I mean, that was right off the garden,
yeah.
Right out of the gate.
I'm sure that, but I still think that animals were like dodos. The actual dodo bird. Cook, when he hit that island, he said these birds have no fear of us. Now, there may have been some fear, but it wasn't like, in the butt! All right, guys. We'll be working on this for a little bit. I wanted to set that up for you, so you just kind of, you took the, it goes way beyond the old Sunday school lessons.
Yes, it does.
Where Noah's on an ark and he's floating and it's raining.
Well, hold on to it, John. He's for church.
And he gets out.